This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Unfortunately, we are not talking about the Braves and the Mets today, because that debacle that Major League Baseball has allowed to happen is just...
Well, didn't the Braves also refuse to have an earlier start?
Both teams did.
The Mets refused to have this game done earlier in the season, from what I understand. And this is also a product, too, Rob, of the fact that they don't play each other as much as they used to. So there's a lot less makeup opportunity.
Right. Well, the game on April 10th probably shouldn't have been rained out. I went to a game earlier this season. Why is this game rained out? I don't get it.
And
it wasn't due to some apocalyptic frontal system coming in. It seemed like they could have waited it out, but they didn't.
We had a couple of those early in the season, yeah, Rob. Yeah. And to your point, it's so frustrating when, you know, you just go ahead and wait it out, just get it in, or figure it out a way. It's bad on all fronts. What this does now, people keep asking me, what are they going to do with the pitching staff? Hell, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. They had this lined up perfectly.
Yep.
I don't know who starts Friday. Well, is Chrisell? I honestly can't tell you. They're like, well, you got to line it up. I go, well, you know, you need these games against the Royals too, right?
You do.
So,
everything could be decided by Monday.
That was the other thing. After the first game on Monday, the playoffs are decided.
Then
you're not playing the second game. The biggest thing the Braves have going for them right now is that the Diamondbacks, who did win last night, are now a full game. They play the Dodgers this weekend. And the Dodgers, I think it's the Dodgers, they play the Dodgers or the Padres. And the Dodgers and the Padres are in a battle for the NL West. And so that's your biggest thing, is that they might not be resting players. I'm pretty sure it's the Dodgers they play.
Well, hopefully Bryce Elder will pitch on Monday.
Is he still around? I'll say this much too.
I can see that happen.
I've had a lot of people, Bo, ask me about the pitching staff in my circles, and hey, you know, who starts here and who starts here. I'll be honest. I think the starting pitcher is actually secondary in the entire equation. Think about the taxing you will put on your bullpen.
Yeah.
If you have to play all these high leverage games this weekend, then a doubleheader Monday,
and then get on a plane to go to LA.
Like, think about what they're going to be asking of Raisel Iglesias over the next week. If all things went according to plan for the Braves,
right,
and you did have to play two games, like, you are taxing the crap out of that bullpen throughout the next week plus, man. That is going to be rough.
That's part of it. The Diamondbacks do play the Padres. Thanks, Dylan. That's good for the Braves that the Padres have a chance to win that division still a little bit. Although I think that could be decided. I think they're two games behind the Dodgers. It is, Mike, but you do get the extra man. I did hear, and we talked about this briefly yesterday, that Renato Lopez threw off a mound earlier in the week. He is eligible to come off today of the IL, whether he will or not. And I also think if you get that deep in it, You haven't used that one, and we'll talk to Grant about it. Ian Anderson still has that. You could call him up. It would use him out, but it would keep you from having to use like that call up. And so basically, an option is going off his career.
Do we know if Ian's on the 40 man?
He is.
Yeah, okay,
but so that you would use that call up, right? That option on him, that one that you have for this season. The reality is you wouldn't have to use a Bryce Elder. But then also, if Rondo Lopez is ready, you just throw him out there and just see what you got. There's no easy answer.
That could turn into a bullpen game since he's been idle and out.
You also have Grant Holmes,
yeah,
who I would trust more than Bryce Elder.
Same. Same. Don't give me any Bryce. I don't want the Bryce Elder.
And I would almost.
That's why I said that. That was satire.
Yeah, yeah, no, I know.
I almost. But it's not out of the realm of possibility. I almost trust that.
Of course, you can see it happening.
I almost trust it more, though, than Ronaldo Lopez at this point.
Well.